USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has told a gathering of Jewish Republicans in Las Vegas he's a good friend of Israel's and will still be after he wins the 2020 election.
Shabbat shalom.
He told the crowd of Jewish Republicans that, unlike his predecessors, he keeps his promises, moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and, more recently, recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
We did a great job, and we feel great about it.
He said Democrats would leave Israel out there, and he accused them of harboring anti-Semites, and not more forcefully condemning liberal critics of Israel.
Now the Democrats have even allowed the terrible scourge of anti-Semitism to take root in their party and in their country.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
While the president was visiting the border in California, a group of congresswomen went to a federal detention center in El Paso, Texas, that's housing those who have crossed the border. Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman.
I have been to a refugee facility in Jordan, and I tell you that there are things that I saw here today in the United States of America that were worse than what I saw in Jordan.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The March report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics posted a solid rebound, with non-farm increasing by 196,000 workers as the unemployment remains steady at 3.8%. John Clemens reports.
Some economists were estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000 after a disappointing report in February. Eleni Kara-George of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in health care and in professional and technical services.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%. I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against them. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
In a speech in Houston, Pence warned Venezuela that they are not ruling out military action to help get that country back on its feet.
Those who are looking on should know, in the midst of all these actions, as President Trump has made clear, all options are on the table. We will not stand idly by while the Venezuelan people suffer under dictatorship and oppression.
The U.S. on Friday targeted oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the government of President Nicolas Maduro, aiming to choke out a crucial supply of crude to the communist island.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.